This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome to the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I am Nate Schreiber, and as always, with my co-host, Alex Pollinger.
Welcome to our Week 15 preview of the Bills hosting the Panthers. Must-win game for the Bills at this point. If they lose this one, I think we can pretty much all just say, let's start looking at draft position. Yes, they could still win the last three, but if they lose to the Panthers, that pretty much inspires no confidence in their ability to beat anybody the rest of the season.
100%, 100%. Like, mathematically, as we've talked about on pods, past pods, the Bills really do... They don't 100% lock up a wild card spot, but it's close to 100% with just winning any three remaining games. But this is one of the easy ones. This team, Panthers, are on a downwards trend. A lot of injuries, a lot of guys on IR. Quarterback situation is awful. This is just a game the Bills have to win. Like, this would be as bad as losing to the Jaguars, I think.
I agree. And for me, I was thinking about this earlier. A good comparison for this Panthers team is the Patriots team of last year. And it's not just because Cam Newton's the quarterback. They're very similar. Pretty good defense. I'd venture to say very good defense. Offense is terrible. They have one really good player, and that's DJ Moore. And he's banged up. So.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that 100%. Like AJ Bouye is gonna be out this week most likely. The DJ Moore, like you said, banged up. Both starting guards on injury report. Quarterback situation: Cam Newton, who in the timeshare that the Panthers have at quarterback, which is, you know, very interesting to me. And especially since their coach said he might play them both. And playing Cam Newton and Philip Walker, which is could be a weird game for the Panthers offensively.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the Bills defense at all in this one. It's like Cam can't throw anymore. PJ Walker isn't good. If somehow they bring back Sam Darnold, I know he was activated or designated to return. I don't think we'll see him this week yet. But yeah, the Panthers offense doesn't scare you. DJ Moore is basically turning into Allen Robinson 2.0, where he's arguably top 5, top 10 talent at the position and just doesn't matter because his quarterback situation is just that bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I don't see a world where the Panthers can stay in this game. The Bills are going to be angry. They're going to want to go out and make a statement after what happened, you know, against the Bucs and then against the Patriots the week before that. And the Panthers are spiraling out of control right now. I think their only win that I can remember recently is against the Colt McCoy Cardinals, when the Cardinals were missing a lot of starters. So when you just look at all the guys that are on injury reserve for this team, like, it is the list is just insane of injury reserve players. Like, they're Matt Paradis, J.C. Horn, Dante Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, Sam Darnold, Stanley Thomas. Like, it is just the list of guys. Like, they are missing so many players. There's maybe one team in the league that's worse injury-wise, and they already weren't great.
I think that characterizes it well. And this is a team I think we both thought was going to be pretty good going into the season if they got competent quarterback play. I bet the over on Panthers wins at like 7.5 or whatever it was on the year, because I was like, yeah, this roster's that good where they just need basically somebody to be like Teddy Bridgewater level to win 8 games. And they didn't get that, and they aren't getting that now. The offensive line is terrible. Like you said, there's so many injuries both sides of the ball. I think the Bills defense shouldn't give up more than 13, 14 points in this game. Like, who on the Panthers scares you? Like, DJ Moore doesn't scare me, because his quarterback sucks.
Oh, 100%. The offense, there is nothing to be concerned about with the Panthers offense at all. Like, the Panthers defense, this is part of why we thought the Panthers were going to be good this year, a big part of it. The Panthers defense we thought was going to be very good, and they have been very good. Depending on what metric you want to use, they're anywhere from, like, the number 2 defense to number 5 defense in the league, depending on how you want to look at it. There's really not many places you can go and see, like, and find a metric that says the Panthers aren't a top 5 defense, other than maybe points allowed per game, which isn't necessarily the best proxy for defense. It's a good one, and they're still in the top 10 there. So it's the Bills, given the Panthers defense is good, the Bills might not walk down the field and score super easily every single time they touch the ball. But the Panthers offense is going to give the Bills opportunities to score themselves. And with the injuries the Panthers have, I still think the Bills go out there and put up a pretty nice score on this team, especially the last few weeks since the Cardinals game. I think the Panthers have gone up like 27, 33, and 30, if I recall correctly, which, and before that, the defense had been quite a bit better.
Yeah, and looking at the Bills on the defensive side of the ball, with how bad this offensive line is when it's healthy, this is a game where the pass rush needs to get going and try to, you know, build some confidence going into the postseason, because the two young guys, Epinesa and Greg Rousseau, just have not done anything the last couple of weeks. Jerry Hughes has been very good, as always. We've been saying that for years. He's very good. He's still very good. Mario Addison's surprisingly been pretty good the last few weeks. And that's kind of a problem, because you spent 2 pretty high assets on these young pass rushers. Greg Rousseau looked great early in the season, and he's kind of just fallen off and been meh. He's a pretty good run defender. He's just getting no pressure in the passing game. So I really want to see Epinesa and Rousseau come alive in this game and get some pressure.
Right. I think, and this could be them being young, and it could also just be that they're not going to be as good as we might have expected or hoped. Rousseau, I have a lot more hope for long-term. Epinesa becoming an elite pass rusher. Epinesa is 100 is definitely more of an effort pass rusher than a moves type of pass rusher. It doesn't seem like he goes into to pass rushing snaps with much of a plan other than I'm just going to work as hard as I can on this rep. And while that gets him, you can tell he's working hard, and it gets him some. He wins sometimes. He'll win once in a while. He doesn't win consistently. Rousseau, I think, has had an overall much better season, and I have faith that he's going to figure it out. Like, Bill's sack numbers are low, but sacks aren't necessarily the best way to evaluate. And they're not necessarily. They're not the best way to evaluate pass rushers. But you still wish the Bills would have some more sacks. But like you said, Alex, Jerry Hughes has been the best pass rusher this year on the outside. And he has been for quite a few years now. And when your best pass rusher is aging and the young guys you drafted aren't producing what level you wanted, that's a problem.
Yeah. And there's not a whole lot that scares you on this Panthers offense. They won't be able to throw the ball really all that well. And as long as the Bills don't let Chuba Hubbard cram it right down their throat, I think they're going to be more than fine. So I think when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, yeah, like you said, they're not just going to walk down and score. This is a pretty good defense. So I just want to see the Bills get to, you know, high 20s, maybe get to 30, and, you know, it'll be a blowout at that point. The Panthers shouldn't score more than, you know, 17 points, and I think that's, you know, giving them a lot of credit, considering I think they put up, like, what, 20, 21 against the Falcons defense last week?
Yeah, I mean, and there's a very good chance the Panthers are very good the last month or so at throwing pick sixes. There's a very good chance the Panthers give the Bills points in this game too.
All right. So Nate, anything else you want to add, or should we just get right into the prediction portion of
this? I think we can get right into predictions for this one. I mean, this is one I don't see a way this game is close. I really don't. I think the over might hit here too. The weather looks like it's going to be very good for football. Like, it'll be a little cold, like 30, 31, but partly sunny, partly cloudy, however you want to characterize that. Not very windy. Like, I think the Bills could put up a number here, especially if the Panthers help them out in that regard. And so I am going Bills 37, Panthers 14.
Yeah, I'm along the same lines. I see the Panthers having a bit more success on defense than most people might expect. I'm going to go Bills 27, Panthers 13. And I think the Bills just control this from the outset. The key is just get ahead early. Get ahead early. Don't let a bad team stick around and play a 17-13 kind of game. Just blow them out of the water. They're so much better than them.
Well, and that's kind of where I guess my predictable prediction comes from. I think the Bills have a very good chance at getting up early. And if they do go up 14-21 nothing early in the first half, late first quarter, early second quarter, that's where I think this game's going to end up being like 37-40 points for the Bills. Now, if the Bills only have 14 at halftime, then Alex's prediction is probably more likely to be the closest one.
All right, so hopefully we're coming back Sunday night talking about the 8-6 Buffalo Bills rolling into New England week with a chance to, you know, get back towards the top of the division with a little bit of help. So that'll bring us to an end of this episode of the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I'm your co-host, Alex Pallinger.
And I am Nate Schreiber.
Subscribe, download, give us a rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. It helps other people find the show. Follow us on Twitter at Bills_Breakdown. Send us any questions, comments, feedback to BillsBreakdownPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.